1490 WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. WGCH National News Report on the hour at 8. I'll be back with our top local stories, 8:05, 8:21 this morning. Our monthly Greenwich Real Estate Report with Stacy Lowe and Brian Tunney from the Greenwich Association of Realtors. WGCH Newsletter Time, 7:52. And third Thursday of each month, we check in with State Senator Ryan Fazio of Greenwich. Good morning, Senator. Welcome. How are you?
I'm great, Tony. How are you?
Doing okay. All right, lots to talk about, so let's get right to it. As Republicans this week spoke about the electric vehicle mandate and against that. Tell us why and what options are there out there?
Well, first, a little background. So the state of Connecticut's Department of Energy and Environment is issuing a new regulation that will basically follow the state of California and ban the sale of new internal combustion engine vehicles, gas-powered cars, traditional cars, in 2035, so in about 11 and a half years. I think this will cause a lot of problems for the state of Connecticut economically. It'll raise costs for the average consumer. It'll obviously take away their personal choice. And also, it's going to really create stress on the electrical grid. My back-of-the-envelope calculation, and this is the type of calculation that should accompany the issuance of such a significant piece of regulation that didn't, is that it would increase over just a five-year period of time, so by 2040, electricity demand in Connecticut by 3.5 gigawatts. For context, the entire electric grid in Connecticut is about, off the top of my head, it's about 6 or 7 gigawatts. So it'll create an enormous deficit in electric supply at a time, 15 years from now, that we're already going to be experiencing an immense shortage because we're taking reliable electricity off the grid while we're adding demand anyway. So I think it's going to increase the risk of rolling blackouts and other crises in our energy grid. And I'm a big fan of electric vehicles. I want to see the proliferation of more electric vehicles. I'm actually one of just a few, maybe just a couple Republicans in the legislature who, for instance, want to see direct sales of electric vehicles, for example. But I think we have to do things prudently and carefully in order to protect our economy, in order to protect consumers, which already face very high cost of living in Connecticut. So I'm for moderate policies, and I think this is an extreme policy, so I'm very concerned about its effects.
All right. You've written a letter to a Connecticut Attorney General, Stamford resident William Tong, on New York's Central Business District Tolling Program. I think it's called congestion pricing. Tell us about that, why Connecticut should be against this.
Yeah, I think it's a very unfair burden on commuters. Taxing them to the hilt. Again, tolls are permissible, I think, under the law, but the congestion pricing, I think, will be like $20 each way, off the top of my head, and that's a really unfair burden on Connecticut residents for the right to simply work in New York, and they already pay New York taxes and tolls, and I think this would be an unfair burden on top of it that could cost someone who's doing the commuting, which is thousands and thousands of people in Greenwich and Stamford and nearby areas every year, thousands of dollars just for the right to work. I encourage the Attorney General to follow the state of New Jersey, who actually filed a lawsuit against New York for this proposal. I think it's the job of our elected officials to be advocating for residents of Connecticut. And I think if New Jersey is filing this lawsuit, there's no reason that Connecticut shouldn't as well in order to defend our workers, our residents.
It's interesting that there's been a lot. There's been a lot of talk. New Jersey's been very vocal about this, but you haven't heard much out of Connecticut, have you?
No, nothing. Which is exactly why I wrote the letter. I think it would be wise to follow what New Jersey's doing. New Jersey's advocating for its residents, and the job of state government to advocate for its residents, so Connecticut should be doing the same.
All right, the St. Rock's Festival just took place, and the raffle raises a lot of money. It's kind of a complicated story about how steps had to be taken to save it. Kind of give us the quick Cliff Notes version, if you can.
Yeah, I'm sure I saw a lot of your listeners at the St. Rock Feast this past week, but it raises over $500,000 for parishes all across Connecticut, and even more than that for parishes across the Northeast, obviously to support those churches, also to support all the anti-poverty programming that churches do. The St. Rock's, for instance, gives out free meals to the needy around Thanksgiving all across Greenwich. And so their raffle, which is enormously successful, they found out when examining the state law that it actually basically runs upside the state law, which is very, very restrictive on charitable raffles and bazaars. And when talking to other nonprofit leaders around the area, they actually reported the same thing. Some of them said that they actually leave the state in order to do charitable raffles and bazaars because the state law was so restrictive. And I think we should make it easy on our nonprofits to raise money and do their good work, not more difficult. So I proposed a bill that became law, and the governor signed just weeks ago, that basically makes it legal for the St. Rock's raffle to continue raising $500,000 for Connecticut parishes. That makes it legal for all nonprofits in our area to, and possible for all nonprofits in our area to raise money for their great causes through raffles and bazaars. So we're very excited about it. I'm very proud of the new law. And, it's always been a priority of mine to support our great nonprofits and charities. And this is a material way in which we can now do so.
All right. And then finally, sales tax free week. Get towards the beginning of the school year, back to school shopping. Sales tax free week begins Sunday in Connecticut.
Yes, sales tax free week in Connecticut is the 20th to the 26th. So that is this Sunday through the following Saturday. Take advantage. Taxes are too high, so when you have a sales tax free week, it's something you got to take advantage of.
All right, fantastic. State Senator Ryan Fazio, thanks as always for your time this morning, and we'll talk again next month.
Thanks, Tony. Have a great day.